Peter, good morning.
Oh, good day, Sean. I was just very impressed with what you had to say about the parallels with Watergate. Not what I expected you from you at all, but...
Well, look. Nicky Hager said this is like Watergate, and people were comparing him to Woodward and Bernstein. He ain't.
Yep. Yeah.
But yep. I look at the picture that has emerged since in the book. I'll give it to Nicky Hager. The book has been a catalyst.
Yeah, that's right. But,
But what we have, the parallel in terms of a sanctioned Dirty Tricks Brigade is there.
Absolutely. I was in the States at the time of Watergate, and I remember Richard Nixon saying the American people don't want to wallow in Watergate, which was sort of pretty much what John Kerr's been saying. And indeed, the American people didn't want to wallow in it, but they sort of had to, in a way. Maybe New Zealand has
to. Well, maybe the weird thing about our country is they haven't had to fund this illegally. You just put Jason Eade there on the taxpayers' dime and you let him get on with his dirty tricks.
Yeah.
But I want to know, who did Jason Eade report to in the Prime Minister's office? Was it Wayne Eagleton? Wayne Eagleton, the Prime Minister's right-hand man, his principal private secretary?
Yeah.
And if Wayne Eagleson knew, how did John Key not know?
Not know. I think
if Jason Eade was out on his own, why hasn't he been fired?
Yes, very true. Because I think on that, on the question of Jason Eade, John Key, I think, has made a point that when he said, and people have said, that he was briefed, that he was speaking sort of generally. But then the question has to be asked, who was briefed? And was it Jason Eade?
And we're not getting any answers to those questions except that the Prime Minister is relaxed about it.
No.
And I'm saying, I'm not relaxed about it. And it's taken me a while to come round and digest it. And I don't know, maybe my ego, I wasn't prepared to say, oh, Nicky, I'm shocked. And I wasn't. But the more I've thought about it, the less relaxed I've become, Peter. And I'm not saying that this should influence how you vote or anyone else votes, but I'd just like New Zealanders to care.
Absolutely, mate. And I think, don't be ashamed of it. I think all smart people eventually come across to the left.
No. I'm allowed to be impartial and be concerned about this without committing myself politically. And that is the danger, Peter.
Very true.
This is about democracy, not party politics. I thank you for your call, my friend. Graham, good morning.